This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We started the show with a Twitter poll at afternoon 923 FAN saying which quarterback winning the Browns competition would be the least exciting result. 57% saying Kenny Pickett, 18% saying Joe Flacco, 14% saying Dylan Gabriel, with only 9.9% of people saying Shedeur Sanders. Surprised?
Read those back for me one more time.
57.5% saying Kenny Pickett would be the least exciting winner of the quarterback.
And that is either the expected outcome or it should be Dylan Gabriel.
Well, Dylan's actually in third place.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, 14.5%.
That's an upset.
Joe, 18%. And then Shedeur at 9.9% last place.
How is Joe second on this list, but then in the poll yesterday, barely lost out to Shedeur Sanders in popularity? The polls are... they're all over the place right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, what happened is the Shahive, as it's called, clearly is tanking Joe's stock here, right? This in the community, yeah, as it's called, the Shapologists got together and said, hey, remember that poll we took yesterday? We got to take another one here to help our guy Shedeur.
I mean, Shedeur did end up winning the poll yesterday.
It did, but I think you pointed out something great where the age skew on Twitter might mean if we correct it for proper demographics, maybe a 5-point swing in Joe's way there.
Probably even more than a 5-point swing, if we're being honest.
That's probably true there. But it's interesting. Shedeur is the last place vote getter on who would be the least exciting winner of the quarterback derby. So then we go from that to James Palmer of NFL Network and the Bleacher Report. His thoughts on Shedeur and whether he's a lock or not to make the Browns roster.
Fifth round picks are not a lock to make the roster. So no, I don't think he is 100% a lock. I think he is one of the highest selling jerseys in the NFL right now. I think that sometimes plays a part, popularity. I hate to say it, but it does oftentimes, especially in the eyes of owners. But you don't draft a guy in the third round and cut him, right? I think one of the two of Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco would make the team. They're financially tied to those guys completely equally, essentially like $4 million for the year. So there's no advantage between the two veterans. I don't think they're both here. I think Shedeur is not a lock to make the roster. Do I think he does? Yes.
All right. Just on face value alone, given how Shedeur's popularity is, there is an element of if Shedeur got cut going into the season and ended up on like Philly's roster or, you know, Tampa's roster, whatever, it would be on some level comical, given how many people have already bought their Shedeur jersey.
Sure, we could. I guess comical, if that's what we want to use the term with it, go ahead.
Well, but the amount of jerseys sold versus him seeing the field for the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, you know what it would be? This is going to be a bad comparison, but once I get there, we'll land it, and I promise you it'll make sense to you.
I trust you. You're
okay.
A guy's guy.
No losing it on the first part of this, because you're going to lose it on the first part of this.
All right. Well, that's not a good start.
I set it up too much already as is, so I apologize.
I'm sorry. I'm preparing to totally lose it.
I should just scrap it to begin with, but we're down this road. We're going to go down this road.
No, not now. Not, you're a real guy's guy. Do this like a real guy.
It'll be like when the Patriots said, Aaron Hernandez, if you have one of his jerseys, we're going to go ahead and let you swap out for another jersey.
Okay.
This is not something that anyone could have necessarily foreseen coming, so you don't have to be held responsible for it, essentially.
You couldn't see a fifth-round pick getting cut?
No. The Aaron Hernandez part of it. That was like the Patriots message. The Patriots message is like, you couldn't have seen this coming. Like, it's not on you, essentially. If the Browns did this, and if they cut Shedeur Sanders, the right and responsible thing would be to go ahead and let any Browns fan swap out that Shedeur Sanders jersey for the jersey of their choice.
Hard disagree.
It's the only call.
He's a fifth-round pick. If you bought a fifth-round pick jersey, it's on your ass.
Your fan base and the people that bought Shedeur Sanders jerseys would have a right to be livid if it goes down that way.
So you think a jersey swap? Oh, by the way, we'll give you a Dylan Gabriel.
No. You get to, like in the Aaron Hernandez situation, you got to choose. Did you want a Tom Brady one? Did you want a Gronk one? You got to go in there and choose whatever jersey you want.
None of those guys murdered anyone.
Oh, as far as we know, you're correct about that right now. But the point is,
Avocados.
You get to
some toast.
Been murdering avocados for 20 years. You get to then choose your own replacement.
That's ridiculous.
Jersey. That's what they would have to do.
If you bought a fifth round, that's not the same thing as a guy who, your favorite tight end just turned out to be a murderer, allegedly. No, it's you bought a fifth round pick's jersey. If your booty gets burnt, your booty gets burnt.
I mean, so
doesn't count for Chinese eBay jerseys, right?
I know.
Just in case anybody,
I want to make sure you knew that. I couldn't possibly turn that one in. Me showing up to the Browns team shop, like, does this one work, guys? They're like, why does the stitching so good?
I wouldn't even say that. I would just no sale it. I would just act like
they might in this scenario. Make me show a receipt on this. What are they gonna do?
Clearly, it's a number 12 jersey that says Shedeur.
It's got It's got all the Nike logos on it.
I mean, what are you accusing me of being a Chinese eBay buyer?
That would be is if I brought that into the team shop and they let me swap it out for like an Njoku jersey.
What if then they only were like, okay, but you only can get a Dylan Gabriel.
So you think, and listen, I want to explore this for a second. That'd be really funny. I want to explore this though. The onus on the people buying the jersey falls because it's like buying a used car. If you know the person and you know the person doesn't historically take care of their cars very well, it's like, well, you should have, like, there's always this chance is what you're saying.
If you buy a car with 250,000 miles on it and it blows up 5 minutes down the road,
this is a fifth round pick. He's got as few miles as you possibly can have.
You told me it was a nice car.
No. Joe Flacco is 250,000 miles. Like that's you bought a 40-year-old quarterback. You can't expect him to make the roster.
He's a mid fifth round pick.
Yeah. Mid-fifth round picks do make NFL rosters. Dorian Thompson-Robinson had it for two seasons.
What's more common? I don't think it's... What do you think?
There's really not many fifth round picks that don't end up making the roster.
I don't hold that kind of value on a fifth, sixth, or seventh round pick.
Sixth and seventh, we can go to a different conversation. Most fifth round picks...
He's just arbitrarily...
That's the cutoff line. How many fifth round picks don't end up making at least the 53-man team?
I mean, how many fifth round picks get drafted to where they're one of four quarterbacks?
Well, that's what makes him so unique to begin with anyway.
I like that we just both resorted to asking a question of a question.
Complete non-provable questions, too, by the way.
Neither of us are going... 216-474-0092. If you bought a Shedeur jersey and the Browns cut Shedeur and he ended up on like Miami's practice squad, would you demand a refund from the Cleveland Browns? I'm just here to say.
I didn't get mad after a 3-win season when they raised their prices, okay? I didn't scream about that. I didn't yell about that. Yeah, there's a lot of things this team has pissed me off about recently.
Not to Sean.
There's been a lot of things this team has pissed me off about.
You can trade.
I would be livid for the fans that bought a jersey.
You can trade.
I would be irate for the fans that bought a jersey. You spit on me.
I'm so sorry. You can trade. Six top 100 picks.
What in the Keith Hernandez just happened? You just spit on me.
Six top 100 picks. And give a fully guaranteed contract to a guy that hadn't played football in 700 days with more than 20 accusations and lawsuits.
No, you just created this whole thing. You just created this whole Deshaun Watson narrative on it.
But cutting Shedeur
I was
Sanders
mad about Deshaun the same way I'd be mad about this. Both things can be true in sports radio parlance.
You didn't say I'm out on the first one.
I'm not out on anything. I'm not done anyway on any bit of this. But I would raise hell if they didn't make that right for the people that purchased a Shedeur Sanders jersey. I would raise hell.
You can tank anytime you want.
Listen, I should be yelling about the idea they raise their prices after a 3-win season. Who the hell does that? I should be mad about these things. But we're like, all right, fine. They're in a weird spot right now.
I was not the Shedeur Sanders.
It's just not treating people right, Nick. It's not treating people right.
Because it gets such a history.
It just isn't.
Of acing the how we treat people and how we handle situations.
If Shedeur ends up not in the Browns, I'm making my personal mission to make sure that everybody that bought a Shedeur Sanders jersey gets something from the team shop in an equivalent jersey size, player, etc.
I think there is a 85% chance.
You know me when I get into things. I turn into Nathan Fielder, okay? I'm going to get obsessive over this. And I will write letters. I will demand. We will use this airtime to make sure that people get that. You should feel comfortable buying a quarterback's jersey when they're a rookie.
But
it's Shedeur Sanders. Yes, you should be
now
fine.
How many fifth-round picks actually have their jerseys bought?
Well, that's the other part of this. Not many, obviously. not many, obviously. There should not be a risk attached to this for Shedeur Sanders fans.
You can go
and I don't think
16,
there are, by the way. I don't
think, be fine.
I don't think there's some massive risk, by the way.
You can move
and I don't
the
think
team
James Ballmer believed it either.
You can rip it from its cozy confines on the lakefront and move it to another town right in Brook Park, and I'll be fine. But so help me God, if I bought a Shedeur jersey.
I just want to get it right for the people.
Sorry about spitting on you.
Right in the top left of my forehead.
I mean, it was not even aimed, and it was perfect. I just legitimately spittle flew across the room.
I was like, it sure as hell isn't raining in here. I know what that was.
Ashley Bastock.
I just saw it. I didn't avoid it. I saw it. I saw it coming. I just let it.
Cleveland.com Browns
Daddy's
reporter
back.
Ashley Bastock.
Easy,
five
you
minutes.
Manly man.
On 92.3 The Fan.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Now, to talk about Shedeur, whether he's a lock to make the roster, the guy's guy thing, and so much more. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know her as a Cleveland.com plane dealer, Browns reporter. Ashley Bastock joins us now. Ashley, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And oh my gosh, did you guys play Style by Taylor Swift a minute ago because you knew the biggest Swiftie in Cleveland media was about to come on? Like, how fitting.
Ashley, listen, you know I love and respect your Taylor Swift fandom, but it's arguable whether or not you're the biggest one at Cleveland.com because Chris Fedor, I think, does hold the mantle there. Only because...
No, that is so false, by the way, and I'm friends with Chris, and that is just wrong. Inaccurate.
Ashley, listen, I know you've detailed your reports in going to Pittsburgh to go ahead and see Taylor Swift, but you've never turned down a five-figure sum in order to go see Taylor Swift, so until you do, Chris is going to hold that mantle for me.
Well, I don't know what to say other than you're wrong, but whatever. I mean, for weeks up until the Eras Tour, my mom was like, hey, have you thought about selling one of these? And I was like, no. And then leading into it that week when tickets were going for, as you said, five figures, she's like, are you sure you don't even want to sell one? And I'm like, no, I'm actually all set to see both of these shows. Thanks. So, you know, big day in the Swiftie world. Taylor gets her Masters back, but, you know, it's always a big day in Cleveland.
You're climbing the rankings there in the Swiftie fanhood then. Now that, so we have two people at Cleveland.com, essentially, that have turned down five figures in order to go see Taylor Swift, which tells me Cleveland.com paid you guys way too much money. That's what that tells
me.
Been
saying that for a while.
Also, I mean, I've been to every tour prior to that in Cleveland. So, like, I've paid my dues. I've paid my Swiftie dues.
What a flex there.
Wow, I mean, it makes it sound like Chris is just like is he a bandwagon Swiftie fan?
He's a Johnny Come Lately Taylor Swift fan. Yeah, people have been saying that about Fedor.
We've been talking about that with Fedor now.
I'm going to have to text him.
Mm.
You guys do. I mean, I'm serious. He tries to fight me on this.
Let's go.
I would have to yell at him. Like, he should not even fight me on this. Like, part of me is like, call him now and, like, let's have a Swiftie off. But it's me. Like, it's comical that you're even trying to compare us, Jonathan. I'm sorry.
Look at that.
It's very funny to me.
I like this. All right.
You know, your confidence has completely sold me, if I'm being honest. I'm like, you're definitely the bigger Swiftie fan.
So basically, if somebody just comes on air and says, no, you're wrong. I'm the biggest Swiftie fan.
In this instance. Yes, in this instance.
Right.
There's confidence attached to this that I can appreciate and respect.
Ashley, is Shedeur Sanders a lock to make the Browns?
You know, I think for me, it is like you kind of have to couch that original sentiment, right? Which I know you guys said in the lead in that, well, how many fifth round picks would be locks? Like I would be pretty shocked if he wasn't on the roster, just given how we know how protective Andrew Berry has been of his draft picks. Like, it takes a lot for him to move on from guys. I mean, he went like 3 years without even cutting one of them, right? I think Richard LeCount III was the first one. And there have been more that they've parted ways with since. But I think even like the guys they take late, right? Like seventh rounders. I think about a guy like Juwan Briggs, the defensive tackle. I would be like shocked if he's not on the roster this year either. Like, they are very particular about their draft picks. And I think, especially with quarterbacks, here's the other reason why I would be shocked. They want to make a team bite and come and get one of those guys. We saw them do it last year. Obviously, no one would bite on Stu Puntley, and they ended up just getting rid of him. But I think with quarterbacks, they're going to want somebody to bite on one of these guys. And I would think you're going to want to wait and see, okay, maybe do some roster maneuvering. How can you keep somebody on the practice squad if you have to? You might not even need to do that, though. And then see if they can make somebody come and trade for one of them. I think that would be the most likely option to me. And we know, you know, they were shopping Jameis Winston a little bit last year early when they felt like Dorian Thompson-Robinson had tied him for that backup job. So that's what I think is actually most likely, is they would keep everyone and try to potentially wait it out and see if somebody gets hurt, another team needs a quarterback, and whether they could potentially execute a trade. But I don't even think like necessarily that's Shador. Like, what if it's Flacco or somebody else? You know, I think their options are kind of open with that one, but I feel like they would want to get some return for one of these four quarterbacks if it had to get to that point.
Ashley, how convinced are you that it'll be either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco that start week one, one of the perceived to be veterans?
I mean, I'm fairly convinced at this point. I've just kind of been assuming it's going to be Kenny Pickett. And again, you look at the order of operations when we're out at OTAs and who's getting reps, like that kind of affirmed everything that I was already thinking, because you look at how they acquired guys, right? And we've been saying it for a few months now, like Kenny Pickett, they went out and got, and they traded tangible things to Philadelphia in order to acquire him, right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
They traded Dorian Thompson-Robinson. They traded a fifth-round pick this year. And they think, by all accounts, that Kenny could be like one of these guys who could revive his career, so to speak. Now, I will say, watching Joe Flacco this week, not surprising, like he made everything look fairly seamless. And again, he's played in the Kevin Stefanski system before. I think he's really going to seriously try to push these guys for this starting job. And he's obviously a big competitor. But I think, in general, if we're speaking in generalities, I think if you don't have to throw a rookie into the fire in week one of his NFL career, and hey, by the way, these are guys you got in rounds three and rounds five, I think it's better to not have to throw them into the fire immediately. So not only do I think it's going to happen, I'm actually just like kind of in favor of it happening for the sake of Shador and or Dylan Gabriel's development, and not, you know, not throwing them into the fire like that immediately.
Ashley, I lost my mind at the start of the show because I heard a defense of Joe Flacco that was based around the fact that he won in Pittsburgh and the fact that he's young.
You meant Kenny Pickett.
Him too. Mostly Kenny Pickett. So I heard the defense of Kenny Pickett, and it was about the fact that he's got a winning percentage and the fact that he's young. Well, he's going to be 27 in like a week. And I think we can all agree that he maybe didn't. He wasn't the main reason they won in Pittsburgh. So I'm just curious, like, why are the Browns choosing to sell people on that? And Stefanski, like, personally, he's mentioned the youth of Kenny Pickett multiple times. Instead of just focusing on the fact that skill set-wise, he's actually a fit in Kevin Stefanski's system.
Yeah, I truthfully, I guess, I don't know. I don't know why that's, like, what the focus has been on necessarily, but I mean, I think you look at it from their perspective and why they might be selling, using that as a selling point. I think they're like, well, he maybe didn't get a fair shake in Pittsburgh, where there was a ton of offensive upheaval at the time. Obviously Matt Canada was his offensive coordinator. Very famously, that game, that week two Monday night game in the 2023 season, which the Steelers won, Pittsburgh fans in Pittsburgh were chanting for them to fire Matt Canada at that point. I mean, things were very volatile. So I truly think that's like a big part of their thinking. And then you're looking last year, he obviously wasn't a starter in Philly. And I think they're hoping that in Philly with Kellen Moore, that he got a chance to develop a bit more. And that's, I think, what they're banking on in terms of when they say he is younger. And obviously, like, he is younger than Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco's not a development project in any way, shape, or form. Joe Flacco is who he is. So I think that is why that's become a sort of sticking point when you look at him strictly compared to the other vet on the roster.
Ashley, how'd they look on Wednesday in the voluntary portion that you saw?
You know, it was interesting because it was what we expected. Right, we kind of went into it expecting that it would be this dual passing camp, and it was. And quite honestly, people asked me about, you know, how Shador looked. I didn't get to watch a ton of Shador just based on where I was standing out at those practice fields. So people who don't know, who haven't been out to training camp, like, the Browns have four fields that they'll use, so they were splitting the guys up. So primarily where I was watching, it was either Kenny Pickett and Joe. or Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel for one session on the far field. And then on the other field, it would be Shador and Dylan, or I think Shador and Joe at one point, or Joe was just off to the side. So I thought overall, like Joe Flacco, I said at the top, just looked like everything was so seamless for him. I thought he threw by far. He attempted the deepest pass of the day. I thought he was clicking really well with Jerry Jeudy and Harold Fannin, and I thought those two guys looked amazing. I put a story up today about non-quarterbacks who I thought really stood out, and those two for me were like the top pass catchers. And look, I think whoever really meshes well with Jerry Jeudy in that quarterback room is like going to be huge, right? He's your number one receiver. And I thought Joe just kind of like picked up where he left off from 2023 in terms of how he looked here on the Berea practice field the other day.
Ashley, the morning show cast aspersions at my guy Jonathan Peterlin, saying he's not a guy's guy.
It might be the Taylor Swift concert I went to years ago, Ashley. I'm not sure.
And we weren't quite sure what that means. So we were trying, you know, does that mean
nice
man's
guy's
man?
Guy.
Yeah, we were trying to define it too. So when you hear guy's guy, what do you think?
Oh my God, I didn't know guys even like use that phrase, because I just think of a girl's girl. Like, I'm a girl's girl, right? I'm going to always help out other women. I'm not going to be catty. Like, that sort of thing to me is a girl's girl. So a guy's guy, like, I don't know. I guess that would be a manly man. Like, I what do they mean by that?
That's kind of what we were. Yeah, we thought manly man is maybe what they meant too.
I guess I think they said it like it wasn't a good thing. And I don't think it makes Jonathan less of a man to not be a guy's guy.
Yeah, or like, is it like the male equivalent of a girl's girl? Like, you're going to protect your buddies and stand up for them? Maybe that's what they meant, but I've quite honestly never heard it used in that context. So now I'm kind of fascinated too. I'm sorry I can't help you guys more.
I think that might be a little too emotionally deep, that last one, for Ken and Anthony.
I think so too. I don't think it's that. I think it isn't. They probably meant manly man or whatever, and misspoke a little bit.
Ashley, that would also deep. That would have implied that I'm like the male equivalent of like a pick me girl, and that just, no one wants to be that, right? That sounds.
That's like the conundrum, right?
That's
then you're like
awful.
A pick me, I guess, if you're a guy's guy. That's like, can men be pick me's? I don't know. That's funny.
Is it bad that I still don't know what a pick me is?
I'll have to fling you off, Mike.
This is why you're a guy's guy right here. This is why you're a guy's guy. And I,
that
me and Ashley, we both got this groin and be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened there.
So what's the Browns X factor this year?
Back to the Browns. The X Factor. You know, I do have one. It's not a person. It's a thing. And it's not turning the dang football over, because, my gosh, they were one of the worst teams with turnovers. They were one of the worst teams in the net number, which, you know, subtracts your turnovers, your giveaways from your turnovers, I want to say. They were terrible at that. They really haven't been good at creating takeaways the last couple of years. So I think that's the X factor. I think they need to take care of the football. They need to not turn it over. But the defense also needs to create those takeaways that were so elusive for them last year. So if I had to pick a concept as the X factor, I think that's it for me.
Ashley, did you have any issue with Myles Garrett being in Japan and not being at the voluntary portion of OTAs?
You know, I talked about this on our podcast. Like, I don't have an issue in the sense, like, I don't think it determines anything about Myles Garrett's talent and his production this upcoming season, because truthfully, OTAs are largely passing camps, right? I think they're really important for the quarterbacks. They're really important for the pass catchers. They're really important when you're trying to install a new offense. But for a D lineman, and even for O linemen, when you can't hit, you're not wearing pads, I truthfully think there's only so much. Like, what's Myles Garrett going to gain out of going through bag drills? Now, I think where it would be beneficial for him to be there is just from like a mentorship, leadership standpoint. You know, you have some fairly young guys on this D-line, not just Mason Graham, your number 5 overall pick, but Isaiah McGuire is just about to enter his third season. I mean, really same thing for Alex Wright, who missed most of last year, coming off a triceps tear now. So he's got some young guys around him who I'm sure, and Myles does this throughout training camp, and I'm sure whenever these guys ask for him, like, you'll see him coaching up guys on the sidelines. I think really that would be the best benefit for him to be there, but I truthfully am just not, I'm it's hard for me to get worked up in general about guys not being at something that's voluntary, especially when they're linemen, because, like, we see what's going on out there. It's really hard to evaluate anyway. So for a guy like Miles, it's not going to make or break anything he does. But I do think if he does come, whatever he comes to, it'll be beneficial for the rookies and other younger guys on the D-line.
Spoken like a real girl's girl. Ashley, you nailed it. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. When you figure out what a guy's guy is, let me know.
I have to ask Ken.
You're going
to
be very confused all day, Ashley.
Be good. Ashley Bastock there in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, Browns beat reporter. It seems like nobody knows. It's like you are going to have to explain pick me off air. Meredith has used it a few times with me, and I'm like, not at me, but about somebody else.
This basically means like you're a try hard as a girl but only like you're trying to curry favor with the guys instead of like girls. So you would throw down other girls in an attempt to look better in front of the guys. It'd be like if a girl was very much like pretending to like sports, for instance, and meanwhile being like, that girl's stupid. She doesn't even understand what a ground rule double is. Like that'd be like an example of a pick me girl.
The more you know. We'll react to what Ashley had to say about the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think Shador's talent, which is apparent if you watch him on film at Colorado, I think he is an NFL quarterback. I don't know if he's a starter yet, but that's to be determined. But again, second round pick. I think that's where at least a few teams had him graded. Bears that he'll be here. I think for me, it's not about are you ready to play right away, whether he gets cut or not. I think it's
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's about all the other stuff. It's about if he does things the right way behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I think that's so much more important to him making this roster than just him blowing everybody away with talent.
Yeah, and I think for the first couple of weeks, I can say he's knocked that out of the park, and he's done a great job with that. But it's much easier to do it for 2 weeks than it is to do it for 3 months. You know, like what makes people impressive is the consistent nature of always being that and being able to do that day in, day out. And so I believe he can do that, but I understand the people that will be like, all right, give it some time. Let's see if he can actually showcase that ability throughout an extended period of time.
I don't want to say that I just don't doubt it, but I think so much of the transition from college to pros was just not understanding how this thing went. I would be really, of all the things I could ever accuse the Browns of, I don't think I can accuse them of not telling players how this has to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think they do a good job by painting by numbers and saying, here's the right way to do this. Here's how you make a team. And I think then it just becomes, don't be a dummy. And I don't think Shador's a dummy.
No, and you can tell that he's trying to figure out ways that he can put his mark on it and really solidify himself here. And by the way, I did look it up, and I think it's a disingenuous conversation for me to bring this to the table because quarterbacks are so different anyway. So I want to acknowledge that up front. But in the Andrew Berry era within the Browns, every fifth-round pick or later that has been drafted has at least played in a game for the Browns. Dawson Deaton, being the only one. He was the seventh-round pick that ended up getting injured and then just constantly injured, so he never played in a game. But like, if they draft you in the Andrew Berry era, they've shown a willingness to at least let you not only make the roster but have a chance to actually play in games.
That's why I still think like the true odd man out is either Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. Unless Shador screws up. Is that a fair way to put that?
Yeah, and I wonder to what degree he's got to screw up. I don't think he's has like nearly as long of a leash as, let's say, even someone like Dylan Gabriel has, because I think the Browns are kind of searching for him to mess up in certain ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be straight with you. If the Browns, when they first talked to Shador after picked him, if they just said, hey, just so you know, there were some things that happened in the pre-draft process that are not going to fly. We're going to tell you exactly what they are. None of that stuff works for us. Here's what does work for us. And then they leave it alone. I think that's the right way to do it. If they had that same conversation and then are kind of bulldogging him and just kind of looking for it, I don't think that's in good faith.
You got to give him a real chance.
But I think some teams do. I just think it'd be weird if it was Shador is the one that did that. Did you do that with Perrion Winfrey? Because he made a few mistakes before you let him go.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that weird, though? Real quick, didn't it feel like Shador might have like a higher maybe a lower threshold for like getting cut than like Perrion?
For sure he does. No, for sure he does. Because again, he's got a target on his back the moment that he enters the league with this stuff. And they're looking for it. They're looking for him to not, you know, be able to do the different plays on the whiteboard to their satisfaction. Like, they're looking for little ways to pick and really kind of pick apart. Because I think once they actually see him play and once he actually gets in games, I think they want to make sure that if he does look the part, he can do everything else away from the field as well. And I think he will. I think he'll be able to. I think it'll be great.
What's wild about all of this is I've yet to hear really anyone say he hasn't looked good in OTAs or in rookie camp.
I mean, everywhere. We're talking away from the field and on the field. And it's very interesting. And we talk about forcing their hand almost. That's what you got to continue to do. Like Shador is doing everything he possibly can to not only showcase that he, you know, deserves a chance at the job, but to show them why they can't take it away from him either. Like, even the little things. Like, I love that answer the other day about him not watching the Cavs game a couple weeks ago with the playoffs. He's like, I got to be in my book. I got to be studying. Like he's doing all of these things to showcase that he's doing it the right way.
Radu on Twitter saying Sanders will make the roster. He will start midway through the season.
I think that's most people's bet, by the way.
Yeah,
I think most people have that belief. He will not win the starting job outright, but then he'll be either the first one out of the gate and week 8, week 7, week 9, and then you'll have a chance.
Isn't that wild, though? Like, shouldn't we expect, as of right now, shouldn't we expect Dylan to get the first bite of the apple that isn't one of the veterans?
I think that was what a lot of people thought initially, and I think now as we've started to go through this, you see how some of these things have started to change a little bit, and I think once we get to the regular season, I think it'll be flipped even more so in Shador's favor.
But how much of that is just most of us don't believe in Dylan Gabriel?
I think it's a lot of it, though. I mean, that's the majority.
So isn't that like more fan sentiment than it is? I'm not talking about between you and me.
No, it is. For sure it is. Okay. Yeah, no, and that's all we have to really go off of, because, you know, if you just took Stefanski at his word, the battle's between Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. Well, which, by the way, again, that's the message that you send out on the Wednesday of the voluntary OTAs. That's what the message should
be. And I like, by the way, I like that we're not just saying, okay, he's saying one thing and we have to just fall in line and believe it. Like, we should be able to question some of these things. For sure we should.
216-474-0092. Is Shador a lock to make the Browns final roster? Words are very hard. I do think Dylan Gabriel's a lock.
Yeah, I mean, I think both rookies should be a lock. I think really what it comes down to, do they trade either Flacco or Pickett before training camp gets underway, or do you wait and actually have the two of them battle it out before you get up to week one of the regular season? Like, how extensive is that process is what's going to be really interesting to me.
I know this is a conversation for another day. I also think it'll be really fascinating the first time, that first game, if it's Flacco or Pickett as a starter and the other vet isn't there, the most talked about thing that week is who's the number two quarterback. It's not going to be who's going to start. But if one of the veteran makes the team and the other's off the team, if Dylan's the quarterback, the second quarterback above Shador, we're going to talk about it. If Shador's the second quarterback over Dylan, we're going to talk about it. There's no result.
I hope it's just obvious at that point, though.
Well, I don't know it's going to be.
I don't know that it will be, but it's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it's just obvious.
I think the concern is that they just don't. There's just no access anymore. So they can make whatever decision they want and say it's based off of X, Y, and Z. It doesn't have to be truthful anymore because you got about, what, six practices open to the public? All right. I think that's the thing that'll kill me. Like, yeah. If Dylan's
we don't see nearly as much as they do.
If Dylan's, well, no, but that also allows them to be wildly disingenuous or dishonest.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, they could just tell us, no, you're not seeing what we're seeing, and he's really developed in X, Y, and Z, and it could just be for naught.
I think in that case, the concern would be they would rig this thing for Dylan to be the backup, which I don't love. I think it's just
dumb though. If Shador's actually better,
I think the rookie battle should be a legitimate conversation.
No, it
instead
should be.
Of just Kevin Stefanski likes Dylan Gabriel more. The lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.